Rochelle Waterman was arraigned in Ketchikan Superior Court yesterday on first-degree murder charges in the death of her mother, KRBD's Deanna Garrison reports.
Waterman is accused of conspiring to kill her mother with Kluwak resident Jason Arendt and Craig resident Brian Riedel. Both men pled guilty in 2004 to the first-degree murder of 48-year-old Lori Waterman. Waterman previously stood trial on first-degree murder charges in Juneau, but that trial ended in a hung jury. Trial Judge Patricia Collins then proceeded to throw out the original indictment against Waterman because crucial evidence against her appeared to hinge on coerced statements made without a parent present. In turn, the state brought forward a new indictment against Waterman, for which she was arraigned Tuesday. In addition to first-degree murder charges, Waterman faces second-degree murder, conspiracy to commit murder, first-degree attempted murder, and burglary charges. Waterman has pleaded not guilty to all of the charges. Lori Waterman was forcibly taken from her home and murdered on Prince of Wales Island on November 14th of 2004. Her then 16-year-old daughter was participating in a volleyball tournament in Anchorage at the time of the murder. The state is accusing Waterman of asking Arendt and Riedel to kill her mother and with participating in the planning of the murder. Rochelle Waterman and her father, Doc Waterman, attended Tuesday's arraignment telephonically, as did Waterman's defense attorneys Stephen Wells and Beth Trimmer. Ketchikan District Attorney Stephen West and Assistant District Attorney James Scott will be prosecuting the case, which will be overseen by Superior Court Judge William Carey. Carey set the trial date for September 14th. The trial is expected to last approximately 3 weeks and is tentatively scheduled to take place in Ketchikan. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.